Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Marketing and business building expert Jim Palmer, known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, is a serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, and coach to other entrepreneurs. Jim is the host of Newsletter Guru TV, a weekly web TV show featuring Jim's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice. Check it out today at www.newsletterguru.tv. Please welcome your host of Stick Like Glue Radio, Jim Palmer.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. I am your host, Jim Palmer, and I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. We are continuing this week with our outstanding series of interviews, and on this week's show, we're going to do something a little different, very, very special. I'm actually interviewing live my great friend and super entrepreneur, Melanie Benson Strick. You know, Melanie is known as America's leading authority on optimum performance and a big idea catalyst to thought leaders and creative entrepreneurs around the world. She's also my personal mindset coach, and together we're also members of the Rockstar Mastermind Group. You saw some fun videos and pictures from that in the last couple of weeks. And the reason I wanted to interview Melanie is that she has a program that I think every entrepreneur, small business owner should just be totally make themselves aware of and immerse themselves in it, because it deals with the issue of money. Ooh, that's pretty cool, Jim. What do you mean? Well, when as entrepreneurs and small business owners, normally, obviously, we'd all like to make more money. But, you know, sometimes we have issues, you know, going back to the way we're raised, how we thought of money, how we react, how we interact with money, and, you know, quite frankly, how we attract it and earn more of it. And like I said, Melanie's one of her really strong suits is that she really kind of gets in there and helps you be okay with being successful and things like that. So really excited to have her on my radio show today. Melanie, thank you so much for being my special guest expert this week.
It's an honor to come play with you.
All right. So what I love the title of your program, Money DNA, because it really kind of gets to the whole core of who we are, but, you know, and how we think of and relate to money. So really, what is Money DNA?
Yeah, it's what Money DNA is, it's a way of understanding that we all have a code or a language or a program that we run around money and success. And you know, for 11 years now, I've been working with entrepreneurs all over the world. And one of the things that I found, doesn't matter where you live, doesn't matter what kind of business you have, doesn't matter how you were brought up, doesn't matter what your religion is, and it doesn't matter what kind of business success you have, there's one fundamental commonality that all entrepreneurs have, and that is we are in a relationship with money. And the quality of that relationship we have dictates the what we might say the trajectory that we can have with success. And it's interesting because a lot of people, if they're making good money, think, I have a great relationship with money. But when you peel back the curtains, Jim, and what I've realized having been, you know, through six and seven figure success and coach a lot of people in all of those levels as well, is that oftentimes underneath we have this genetic wiring or this predetermined wiring that causes us to have a chaotic or damaged relationship with money. And it shows up in really interesting ways. Like we think, oh, my God, I'm successful, or we think if I just work harder, I'm going to have more success, or if I just get through the situation. And what I've discovered is that there are some really strong undercurrents that will cause us to self-sabotage unconsciously based on how this money DNA is imprinted in our mind and in our habits and in our patterns and then ultimately in the strategies that we will choose or not choose for success. So it's really interesting. I'm kind of a psychology geek, you might say. You know, it's like I'm a performance coach. So for many, many years I've studied like what gets people into action, what gets people derailed, what causes them to be able to achieve really high levels of success and sustain it, because we're not talking about one-hit wonders here. We're talking about what does it take to really sustain success. And then what happens for people when they're in this dance all the time of up and down and you know, ebbs and flows and or maybe just never being able to get started. And I found that that relationship with money, Jim, dictates everything that we will put into action around our business.
You know, Melanie, if someone is, let's say they have a certain level of success, and that may mean different levels to different people, but, you know, if someone feels like they're successful, but they tend to still worry about not having enough money, mm-hmm. you know, how does that affect their money DNA and mm-hmm. you know, future success and growth and things like that?
Well, you know, I find that this is a really common thing that happens no matter what level of success we're at. But for some reason, when we're struggling, maybe in the beginning of our business or if we're hit tough times, we think we're the only ones on the planet that worry about having enough money. But one thing I've noticed is that people at all levels of success, if you have this undercurrent of fear or maybe there's something bad that happened to you somewhere along the line, can cause you to worry about having enough or having enough financial security to not have to work so hard, or it causes you to be really driven. And I noticed that for a lot of people, the worry about having enough plays a really big game on our head and our brain, and we start focusing on all the wrong things. And so, you know, here's the fundamental concept about your money DNA. And when I teach money DNA mastery, this is the first thing we go through, because I find that when we start to understand this, it unlocks a lot of secrets about abundance and prosperity thinking and being able to attract unlimited amounts of wealth. And that is, we have to know that the thoughts that we think, even if they're just a thought, they have a huge impact on our focus, which then impacts our actions, which then impacts the results that we're getting. Now, this cycle is a little more complicated than we have time to cover today. That's why I start teaching money DNA, because I realized that people that started following law of attraction or they started to understand some basic prosperity principles, they kept saying, well, I get it, like I'm changing my thoughts, but nothing's happening and I'm not making any more money, so this stuff doesn't work. And what's real, the real principle behind it is that what you think starts to dictate an emotional experience for yourself. So, Jim, like, has there ever been a time in your life where maybe you thought, okay, am I going to be able to make it this month? Or, you know, maybe you're worried about how a project would go and you really wanted it to do well and maybe you worried about it, right?
I've personally never worried about money. No,
of course. No.
You know, we all do that, obviously, yeah. Sure.
Well, there's one thing about like having just a random thought, but let's say that it becomes a pattern for you to worry about it, and you know, you're worried about how something's going to turn out. Guess what? You start to see more things to worry about. It's almost like it acts like a magnet, and this magnet starts to get intensely rooted in all the things that could go wrong. And then you start to get upset, and you start to get concerned, or maybe you live in pervasive fear, and for many people that are dealing with this unchecked, it can turn into anxiety or depression. And, you know, most people don't have those extremes, but some do. And what happens is that then we start to lose sight of all the things that are working, or we get tunnel vision and we only see all the negative stuff, and then we start to make decisions from that place. And then we start to think, well, none of that stuff out there is relevant to me. I don't have enough money. So it becomes a story and a belief that we carry with us, and it's almost like we turn into this radio station called I Don't Have Enough. And your whole life starts to be guided by this principle that you think you don't have enough. It's fascinating. Now, again, I'm taking this in a really kind of a slice mode, because I know we don't have a lot of time to go deep into this principle. But when I lay out this whole model and people start to see how seemingly benign worries or thoughts that is common for so many people are actually having a catastrophic impact on your ability to take your success to a whole nother level, and you realize you can actually change that and control it and channel it in a way that opens up your momentum rather than shutting it down, it becomes very powerful. So, yes, if somebody's worrying about having enough, or there's a pervasive fear or challenge that we tend to get caught up in all the time, what it does is it shrinks and shuts off our perception of what's possible. and it causes us to only see what's not what we want, and that just sets off this whole bad cycle that many of us end at the bottom of a tunnel feeling like it's really dark and miserable down there. Or the opposite thing, Jim, that happens to some people, and I think we both know a lot of people that do this, is it causes us to go into workaholic mode. Like, that's not going to be me, and we just set into motion this hardcore, I'm going to work my buns off so this never, I never get broke. Like, I don't want to be broke, so I'm going to work my buns off so that doesn't happen to me. And what ends up happening is burnout, frustration, overwhelm, and we don't really get that much more successful in that pattern.
You know, Melanie, you know, we both coach, you know, entrepreneurs in our in each of our businesses, and you know, I know you'll agree with this. Success in business is not always about another strategy or another marketing kind of tactic or some kind of a business building, you know, formula. A lot of it, especially what takes you from maybe six figures to high six figures and then seven, that's really where mindset tweaks become much more prevalent than just learning another marketing strategy. Would you agree with that?
Oh, totally. And in my own experience, and this is, again, going through this for 11 years now, having my own ups and downs, having coached so many people through their ups and downs, and then working with some people that are extraordinarily successful, what I've noticed is that there is no strategy we can say yes to, no marketing, no sales strategy, no business offering design or anything on the outside that can work until on the inside we believe in it and have the confidence and the congruency to pull it off. And that's why I started teaching Money DNA Mastery, because I realized that a lot of really amazing people that are brilliant and have all the right ingredients were not getting higher levels of success because they'd hit this plateau and they could not move beyond this plateau. Whether it was how much they could work or what they believed they could put into action for resources, or it was what they truly just believed they deserved, if they had hit that plateau, they were done. And it didn't matter what I told them. They couldn't accept it was possible. But the minute they went through Money DNA Mastery and I did the internal inside shifts to help them release those old limiting beliefs and then plug in a new belief system that was much more in alignment with their truth, I was watching these people just go into mind-blowing results. People that had been stuck at making a couple grand a month were starting to double and triple and get into much higher levels of revenue, and they're starting to be able to pull off these big ideas that they'd wanted forever. So it's really exciting to help someone see how their mindset is actually dictating what they can create and what will work in their business.
It's true, and I won't go into the whole details of it now, but, you know, just share with folks about 60 days ago, I mean, my business has exploded the last 3 years, and even with the success that I've been blessed with, I had a mindset issue, and I talked to you about it, and, you know, we must have talked for half an hour, and all of a sudden, boom, you said something, and it just kind of, what it did is it cleared the path to let me just be okay with what was happening and where I was, and that total understanding brought me so much peace and comfort that, you know, I was back on track and, you know, thinking about the stuff I need to be thinking about. So, Melanie, I need to take a quick time out here, but I want to ask you a question. So I'm actually going to give you the question now and then let you think about it during the break. So here's what I'm thinking about. You know, let's say the people that are listening to this, they know what they need to do in their business, but they still, even having some skill and some success, they still have up and down cash flow cycle. How could they apply kind of what you're talking about with the money DNA to help them get through that? So you think about that for just a brief second, and we'll be right back.
In the best-selling book, No BS Direct Marketing, legendary marketer Dan Kennedy said this, "My single biggest recommendation is the use of a monthly customer newsletter. Nothing, and I mean nothing, maintains your fence better." Dan is absolutely correct. The truth is, for just about any business owner, the greatest potential for new business and higher profits lies within its current customer base. Stronger customer relationships yield higher sales and more profits, and a monthly newsletter is the best relationship-building tool, bar none. Unfortunately, for many entrepreneurs, the struggle of producing a newsletter every month is too much, and it just doesn't get done. But no longer. Every month, No Hassle Newsletters members get 24 pages of Jim's famous customer-loving content and his amazing ready-to-go newsletter templates. Your company's No Hassle Newsletter will generate more repeat and referral business in less than 1 hour per month. Join the hundreds of entrepreneurs already using No Hassle Newsletters at www.nohasslenewsletters.com. That's www.nohasslenewsletters.com.
And we're back. Let's get right back to our interview with Melanie Benson Strict. And Melanie, right before the break, I asked you, you know, a lot of people know entrepreneurs, small business owners, kind of, they know what they need to do kind of strategically, marketing-wise, maybe even with their products, but they still suffer from up and down cash flow cycles, which really wreaks havoc on the mindset. I mean, I can certainly testify to that. So how could they apply the process that you're talking about and really up-level their money DNA?
That's such a great question. Okay, a little bit of my own personal story here. You know, I've studied these principles for years. I've had significant levels of success in my business. I have cleared out mental junk that was just causing me to be really small and mediocre in my results, and have, you know, had a huge boost from that. As a matter of fact, when I first learned this process that I teach in Money DNA Mastery, I went from making about $1,000 a month to making six figures in under 9 months. And it was extraordinary what happened just getting the mindset done. But about 5 years later, I ended up in some financial trouble, and I was kicking myself. I'm like, what in the world? Like, I know how to do this. What's going on? And what I realized was this. There is a big difference between having cleared out the junk and knowing what to do and then doing it. And so I teach it's a four-part process, because I've learned that it's not enough just to clear out that old limiting story, and it's not enough to know what to do. You have to have both plus consistency of action. So I'll share with you one of the principles that I teach in Money DNA Mastery is consistency. And it's, I'm not just talking about what your habits are for marketing or for sales. We all know we need to be marketing consistently in order to continue to generate leads that we can turn into prospects. But do we all do it? No. And instead of beating yourself up about it, instead of continuing to like try and put new systems in place, you know, the bottom line is that you have to decide you want it. And if you haven't decided you wanted it, it's probably because deep inside of you, there's something that's at war. And when I have worked with some of the most successful people in our business, what I found is when there is sabotage or they're not doing the things they know will work, it's oftentimes because deep inside there's a conflict. There is a deep-rooted belief that having one thing is going to mean they're going to lose something else important to them. Now, that may or may not be what's going on for the one person, but over time, that is the biggest reason why people don't get into action. So what I teach is that you've got to clear out that junk, and then we have to pick the right things for you to get into action. I call it right action. And when you get into right action and you are consistently doing the inner work, that doesn't mean just do it when things are broken, right? Like most of us is like, okay, I know what to do, but we only do it when we don't have what we want. It's like going to the doctor is, the I think, Americans' number one strategy for getting better. We don't want to do preventative medicine, so we go to the doctor and we get sick, we take a pill. Guess what? It doesn't work that way with our money DNA. We have to constantly be raising our internal vibration of success so the external vibration of success can match. And if we're not experiencing an external vibration of success, the only responsibility you have right now is to fix it. You have to be willing to do the internal level of programming that you need to do to ensure that the success you're creating matches what you want. And it's so simple, Jim, and yet people don't do it, partially because they don't know what to do. So that's what I think is up for most of the people having those up and down cash flow cycles.
You know, I think you're right. And I think one of the things that's going on probably through many, many years, but certainly I think it's more prevalent, you know, in the last 2 or 3 years, you know, the kind of a rough economy we're sledding through. But, you know, I think a lot of people also have issues, Melanie, with debt, you know. Mm-hmm. I talked with a lot of people that are, you know, just because sales aren't going good, so they're kind of going into a little bit of debt, keeping the business afloat, keeping the family afloat. And one of the things I've kind of recognized through some of your coaching with me and things like that is that people become very personal and emotionally tied to debt. And I know that's not a good idea, right? That's,
yes. As a matter of fact,
we... To be emotional about it.
Well, there's two things that we should put on the table. One is debt and one is bankruptcy. And it's huge right now. I mean, I've had to deal with massive amounts of debt, and I've had to deal with, you know, making decisions around bankruptcy personally, as well as guiding many of my clients through these choices. And I'm talking about it because it's what's up for a lot of people. And nobody wants to talk about it. It's like there's a lot of shame around it. Well, here's the thing. When you have these things and you put a negative stigma, like you're a failure or you've done something wrong by going into this space, you have now made it something that you want to get away from. And this is a really big concept, but I'll just try to get the one-second version here because I know we're you know, close on time. But anything that you try to move away from is something that you inevitably will create more of. So the idea here is this, like, I don't want to be broke. I don't want to be broke. Or I don't want to be in debt. I don't want to be in debt. What happens is we are giving our, what I call the prime director, that part of us that that takes on an unconscious level a direction to focus on and to manifest results around. And what happens is that I don't want to be broke, or I don't want to be bankrupt, or I don't want to be in debt, and we say that there's something bad about that. Well, we get away from it, get away from it, get away from it, and our prime director starts focusing on getting away from being in debt. But eventually, we're not in debt, or we're not bankrupt, or whatever that is, and we're not anything else, because the only thing the prime director knows was to not be that. So unconsciously, and this is very unconscious, we slide back down to being broke or being in debt or having to face bankruptcy because that's the thing we've been focusing on, is not being that. The unconscious mind doesn't hear not. It doesn't really know what to do with that. So I'm trying to do justice to a big concept in a very little bit of time, but what I want to help everyone understand is that if you're trying to move away from something you're afraid of or that you've put a negative stigma on, it's creating internal conflict, a negative vibration that will not be in alignment with abundance, prosperity, and financial success. So one of the things I do in Money DNA Mastery is I help people release the energy they're experiencing about that situation and deal with it tactfully. You know, because you have to have a tactic to deal with it so that you can take the stress off. And it might be just making a decision. It might be going through the debt process and understanding how you're going to handle it. Maybe just having a strategy that you can go, yes, I can do that. And then we have to redirect your prime director and give it a more powerful focus so that it's creating what you do want. So that's the short version of the answer.
Well, I appreciate that. And just listening to that, I got to believe anybody listening to this right now is just totally blown away with how skilled you are in this. You know, there's a lot of resources, Melanie, for probably my last question here. There's a lot of resources out there that can help people make more money. Again, mm-hmm. You know, I teach a lot of it in sales strategies, marketing, something like that. But why would somebody, when they're thinking about, and I'm thinking specifically about people that may be making a choice with money. Okay, I have this much money, Jim. What should I do with it? Should I invest in this or this? What would you say to people who are thinking about another program or strategy versus someone who should be investing and up-leveling their money DNA as the best way to move forward?
Well, here's the thing. I could answer this in like 10 different ways, and one of them is this concept that, you know, there's limited abundance, right? So if I'm making a choice for money, do I choose this or that? Like, we want to say I'm choosing this and that, and one oftentimes leads to the other. And what we have to get skilled at is recognizing where the linchpins are. And so one of the things I often tell people is, look, if you have discovered that you're trying to do a lot of different things and you've invested in training programs and marketing programs and business programs and you're not really getting traction, what is probably happening is you're not in congruence internally. And so it's very critical that you get that taken care of and you rewire your money DNA so that you can accept, sustain, and grow your money and success, because you will continue to invest on external things, but internally you're not in the right place, it will never matter. That's why I partner with a lot of people who have marketing and sales programs and business growth programs to say, let me get this handled for you so you can now go and implement all the other things. And one of the things that makes Money DNA Mastery a bit different from other things you may have learned about making money and about wealth building or maybe even money mindset is that I am trained in a technique called neurolinguistic programming. And I use a very powerful process, and I do it directly with you. I do it live, and I move you through this experience where I'm not just going to tell you what to do. I'm not just going to fill you with principles. There are some things you're going to want to learn about it that I teach you in the process, but I also take you through clearing out the junk and putting the new success program in place multiple times. Because I know through the years of experience I've had, it's not enough to know what to do. You need to be able to take it on internally and rewire that success code, identify what's holding you back, let it go, and really be able almost to reboot your entire relationship with money. Even if you already have success, if it's not enough and you've hit that plateau, this is one of the most powerful processes that you can go through to turn that opportunity and abundance faucet on full blast. So, Jim, if it's okay with you, I would love to share a free resource for everyone that they can
take. Oh, I'd
love
that.
Yeah? Okay.
Thank you.
So, you know, if you found that your curiosity has peaked, you're thinking this might be you with the up and down cash flow, or maybe you tend to turn on the work full blast and it never seems to be enough work to catch up financially, whatever. Or you're just like, hey, I'd like to turn my money and abundance faucet on full blast. I'm going to invite you to go to this free webinar that I'm hosting. It's called How to Stop Unconsciously Rejecting More Money and Success. And I go through all these principles in detail. And it does tell you if you want to go into the Money DNA Mastery Program, it will tell you how to do that. But at a bare minimum, this webinar will teach you everything you need to know about why you may be unconsciously rejecting higher levels of money and success. And to find the webinar, all you need to do is go to money-dna.com/webinar. So it's money-dna.com/webinar. And we have different ones being hosted all the time. You can pick the one that's perfect for you.
Awesome. Well, you know, folks, I hope you can see why Melanie is my mindset coach. She is not only enthusiastic and just full of tremendous information, she is America's leading authority on optimum performance. I love that tagline, by the way. Your branding is awesome.
Yeah,
so thank you so much.
With that.
I wasn't searching for that. But thanks so much for being my special guest, Melanie. I totally enjoyed this show. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Folks, remember, Stick Like Glue is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. All good things. I am your host, Jim Palmer, and I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Watch for another episode of Stick Like Glue Radio next week. And until then, keep taking action, keep moving forward, and never give up. Now go out there and do something nice for someone. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Stick Like Glue Radio features Jim Palmer's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice for action-oriented entrepreneurs. To make sure you don't miss a single profit-boosting show, subscribe to this podcast at www.getjimpalmer.com. If you know other entrepreneurs looking for the fastest way to higher profits in their business, please tell them about the Stick Like Glue Radio podcast. Now go and implement what you've learned and boost your profits. See you next week for more Stick Like Glue Radio.